Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Heck Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Plurm La Machine. You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band. Now, I just called them Plurm, but they might be Playum.
Right.
I'm not entirely sure. I'm calling them Plurm, which in my head is French for plum.
Right.
Would you like a Plurm? But it isn't, of course. But it could also be Plume, Tony. We'll come on to that in just a second. Anyway, the band, that was a track called La Machine. They are Rouen, punk metal, hardcore madness, as you just heard there. They've got a new album out right now, but I'm confused because it looks very much like they were a mid-90s band. I was thinking they were a new band, so now I don't know. Mm. But it does mean that you haven't got a cat's chance in hell of getting the website.
Fair enough.
So you've already lost the point. I'm just going to tell you it.
Okay.
That if you can be bothered to look, you can get this album via the Bandcamp page, which is camembertelectrique.bandcamp.com/album/PUE-LA-MED. Poo la med, which to me sounds like poo the poo.
Right.
So it's PUE-LA-MERD. I typed in Pleum, which is the way they're spelled, Pleum, band, and then found that. So, best of luck looking. So, it's probably Internet 1, Tony Nil. Not even a point giving you a guess on that, Tony.
No point, yeah, it's fine.
All right. But Plume could also be Plume of Smoke. And right, and they are a French band, and as we speak, Notre Dame is burning down.
It certainly is.
So, I don't know what will have happened in by the time you hear this, but it's all unfolding as we record on a Monday night. And my immediate thought was, I told Quasimodo to give up smoking, but he got the ump.
Nah.
Right? Which is, yeah, which is... It's all right. I checked that no one had died first. It's all right. It looks like it's just a fire. We've also got some very sad news because someone has died this week, Tony. Mm. And that someone is Mr. Ian Cognito. Did you ever meet Ian Cognito?
No. I know him loads. I'm really familiar with the name, but I've never met him.
I gigged with him loads, and he was the stand-up comic that got me to try being a professional stand-up comic. He is in some ways responsible for Punky Radio, and he was a regular listener, I should say as well. Those of you that might have seen in the news this week, it was unusual. I didn't think a stand-up comic would get in the news for this, but I do appreciate that he actually died on stage.
Yeah.
Which is what he would have wanted. It's absolutely what he would have wanted. There was no other way for Ian Cognito to go than to tell everyone, cool, what would you think if I died on stage, and then actually doing it, with everybody thinking it was a joke. And they laughed for 5 minutes before they realised that he'd actually died. Very Tommy Cooper, very similar. The plaudits that have come out from one of the things that's annoyed me, and it would have annoyed him, was that the amount of famous stand-up comics that claimed to have been his mates this week was incredible, because he didn't like any of them.
Okay.
He really didn't. And Jimmy Carr, who I actually know and don't mind, Ian Cognito really didn't like Jimmy Carr. So when Jimmy Carr comes out and said, oh, we were such a good friend when I was starting out. Nonsense. And all these other famous comics that come out going, oh, you were such an influence on me. Yeah, well, they could have told him that while he was alive.
Hmm.
I've got angry on his behalf this week. But anyway. So I'll maybe tell you one or two Ian Cognito stories during the show. I don't know yet. We'll see how we get on. But first, I've got some additional material, Tony.
Okay.
From something very different. This came through from The Grinch, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, hey, Tolo P&T, so you may have got this as well. It says, I'm emailing you in case you don't want to discuss this on the show for whatever reason. I've been driving an awful lot this weekend, but at least no ring roads involved.
Okay.
I've started listening to Punky right from episode one again. Why would you do that?
I have no idea. You have about 14 years worth of shows.
He said, and a question arose, what happened to the 2005 Prague special? It was never disclosed why Tony is a bingo bitch. And I can't remember that at all.
I can't remember that at all.
Yeah, all the best to Grinch. Anyway, it was a three-part show that we made after we went to Prague, and it was decided not to broadcast it out of respect for people involved within it. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, it was recorded. We never released it. I don't have a copy of it.
No, it was
I remember it, but I don't know.
It was something really that I wanted to get off my chest.
Yes.
I think the only people that heard it were total nonsense.
You sent it to them just for their opinion. Yeah. It was quite a personal show, is what
it was. And they said at that point it was the best thing we'd ever done. So it was a shame in some ways that it couldn't be broadcast, but we decided not to do it.
It was long as well.
It was three parts.
Yeah.
And although saying that, you put those three parts together, it probably wasn't as long as the show is now. But in those days, it felt like an epic, didn't it?
It was at least probably an hour and a half. It's probably a half hour each one. Yeah.
But anyway,
I don't have it. I did check when they put the archive.
It's gone. So it's not a thing that we can even send anybody privately. Let's just say it was of its time.
It's like those lost Doctor Who episodes. Someone may have it on a hard disk somewhere, but it'll be two people in Chicago or you. That's it.
Yeah. Someone might find an MP3 player in their loft sometimes with something on it they shouldn't have. Right, let's play two songs in a row, shall we?
Okay.
Stay tuned for Eat Dirt. But first up, Crash Induction. They've got a new album out, Tony.
They do. It's great.
They do. You're very happy about it. I've had a listen to it. I've picked a song I thought fitting for this week's show before the things that have unfolded today. But anyway, we're friends with Crash Induction, aren't we?
We are, yeah.
We're friends with it. I think we can safely say we're friends with the band. And they are brilliant. And they're great live. And they play quite a lot, actually. Maybe you can have a go at Crash Induction's Facebook page, Tony.
Facebook.com/Crash Induction.
It's as simple as that. It's Paulie Internet 1, Tony 1, and this is All Hail Barry Scott.
Clean chaos, help me. All hail to Barry Scott. Cleaning products he's got. Scott, silly twang. All hail to Barry Scott. He's the cleaning big shot. He's the hero of the song. Bang! And the dirt is gone. Drain, what a shocker. Clean it out with his unblocker. Barry Scott, he's always got a plan. Makes housework far more fun. He removed my soap scum with a squirt of his cigarette bag. All hail to Barry Scott. Cleaning products, he's got the lot. He's got cleaning power. He's got a silly bang. All hail to Barry Scott. He's the cleaning big shot. He's the hero of the song. Bang! And the dirt is gone. He's the man, an alpha male, removing stuff and blind scale. Fight with Mr. Muscle, Barry would win the tussle with the sword of his silly bang. All hail to Barry Scott, cleaning products, he's got the lot. He's got cleaning power, he's got silly bang. All hail to Barry Scott, he's the cleaning big shot. He's the hero of the song. The dirt is gone. Burnt on stains
can be a pain.
Scale and line
make you shine.
Remove the grime
in off the time.
Cut through grease
on in a piece.
I'm off to clean the shower with the help of turbo power. Barry Scott, he's the man. Silly bang, it's the best. See the results of the penny test with a squirt of his silly bang. All hail to Barry Scott. Cleaning products, he's got the lot. He's got cleaning power. He's got silly bang. All hail to Barry Scott. He's the cleaning big shot. He's the hero of the song. Bang! And the dirt is gone.
Aunt Betsy's Box.
You're listening to Guanabouts Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And just before we mention the band you just heard, Eat Dirt, and their track Death is Death, I will just say that I now know what Johnny Bowler out of Guanabats is doing over the next year. Guanabats will be pretty much not on hiatus, but will either get another drummer in America, because he's going to be very, very busy in Las Vegas, and the very best of luck to him. Eat Dirt, Tony. The song you just heard, Death is Death, is the new single from the East of England hardcore punks. But I do wonder whether they're now based in London and not the East of England anymore. I'm not sure. Anyway, maybe you can take a guess at Eat Dirt's Bandcamp page.
EatDirtBand.bandcamp.com.
EatDirtUK.bandcamp.com. Very close, Tony, but no cigar. Paulie being in step two, Tony one. Unlike Quasimodo, who's clearly been smoking a cigar today.
There you go.
See, it's only me that's going to find this funny, but I'm going to keep going on it. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
What do you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page. Do like to hear from you. Comments, yes. Messages, not so much. Leave us a comment. Let us know your thoughts.
Oh, and this is a very good week to visit our page.
Yes.
We'll explain later in the show.
Yes. Yeah, we should pin that as well. But anyway, that's for later. Right, yes.
Let's pin that.
Let's pin that. one of our favourably named listeners has been in touch. Nick Wambolt's been in touch.
Wambolt.
He says, amazing episode. From Cockwomble to Casual Nausea. And even a Wambolt mention. Great show this week.
It was good.
Cockwomble were awesome, by the way.
Yeah, I told you you'd like them, didn't I? I said, you're going to like Cockwomble. They're brilliant. I want to see them live.
More of that.
Yeah. Yeah. We want more cock, Womble.
Womble. Yeah. And that's the only comment I have this week, but it is...
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Just the one, yeah.
Well, there was another one, but we're going to talk about it later on.
Yes.
Yes. So please do leave your... Please do visit the Punky Radio Facebook page this week if you are on Facebook. Like the page if you can, but also look at the post that will be pinned immediately after we've made this show.
There you go.
And we'll explain all about that later on. Yeah. All right, then. Well, might as well crack on.
Okay.
Now, I've chosen this track this week. It's a band called A Time to Stand, melodic punk from Paderborn, Tony. Have you been to Paderborn?
I don't think so. Where is it? Okay.
It's in that Germany somewhere, I think.
Is it? Maybe I've driven through it.
Might have done. I sort of thought, that sounds familiar. But then I thought, maybe it doesn't. I think because the Dutch word for horses... is pardon.
Is it?
And so, because of your relationship with horses...
My equine relationships.
And I saw that, and I thought, I wonder where they've been to there. But I don't think it's anything to do with that at all. Okay. Anyway, I've picked this. I'm going to tell you the name of the track now. It's called PB City Blues. And the reason I picked it is that PB, not only are I am Paulie B, but also Ian Cognito's real name was Paul Barbieri. He was PB as well. And I've got the blues this week... because he's dead.
Yeah.
Yes. Which is... I mean, he reached 60. It's not like he was 25 or something. And he had a hell of a life. I mean, he got more into his 60 years than most people would get into double that.
Hmm.
So it's not like there's a shortage of stories about him. And certainly, if you go on the net or go on Facebook or go on Twitter this week, you can find all manner of obituaries and stories and tales about him from the last few years. I'll mention him a bit more after we've heard this. Anyway, first up... what is A Time to Stand's Bandcamp page?
A Time to Stand at bandcamp.com?
Simple as that. Tony 2, Paulie the Internet 2, and this is indeed PB City Blues. You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was A Time to Stand and PB City Blues. And I've got the PB Blues this week, Tony. I've got the Paul Barbieri, Ian Cognito Blues. Now, I will just say, right, that he was... I'll tell you a little story about it first, but he used to do a line on stage where he'd go, paranoid, people call me paranoid. Of course I'm paranoid. When they say coming to a cinema near you, how do they know where you live? Right, and he was a paranoid guy, right? So paranoid, in fact, that me and him once got a taxi back from Bristol to where he had a houseboat in Hannam, and we got in the car, and the taxi said, where to? And he went, Keynsham. And I went, no, mate, you don't live in Keynsham. He went, don't tell him where I live. I went, kind of the point of getting in a taxi is that you tell the driver where you live so you can go home. No, no, we're getting out in Keynsham. I went, no, you're getting out in Keynsham. Mate, go to Keynsham first, and then we go to Hannam. Don't tell him where. Right. So anyway, so we drop him off a mile or two from his houseboat. I keep driving. He gets out. He's chucking down with rain. And then I overshoot and say, oh, no, 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 we're supposed to turn right there. So we turn around, and we end up driving past him. Right, in the by which time, he's trying to thumb a lift. So he tries to thumb a lift off the taxi. The taxi slows down, winds down the window, says, hey, mate, John again. And he goes, no! I went, all right. So we then turn around again. Then I get to where the houseboat is, and then I'm stuck in the car for a good half an hour before he gets anywhere near. I then get a phone call from him, and I say, what's up? He goes, I'm lost. I said, well, are you at the top of a hill or the bottom of a hill? I'm at the top of a hill. Right, well, walk down the hill, because the river's at the bottom of the hill, isn't it? Yeah. So he starts walking down the hill. I was drunk, you know. I then drop off in the car. Next thing I know, I've had the bejesus scared out of me when he knocks on the car window and says, what are you doing in the car? He's a madman. Anyway, so you had your gig last week, didn't you?
Yes.
And that was your first gig with the Pockets Babies.
First gig with the Pockets Babies. It was already scheduled in when I joined. One of the first gigs booked in Manchester at the Star and Garter. It was a kind of a charity gig for Noise for Nature. There were six bands on. We were on fourth. So yeah, it was.
Well, spill the beans. How was it then?
It was good. It was good. First gig there. So it was a lot of hanging around. There's things I'm not used to doing. If I haven't gigged in years. So it was good. Waited for the bands. Got on stage. Set everything up. Make sure everything's working, got the set list, that's all fine. Start playing, realise I've got no on stage sound at all, and because I'm not used to it, I didn't ask beforehand. So
so it's my own fault. You've got out of practice, haven't you? Yeah.
Yeah. If any bands are out there, you know, you go on stage, you set up, you get the sound man, you slap him, you say I want that turning on. He goes away. You tell him again you want him turning on, and eventually it will. I'm not a big fan of this during the gig. Saying hello, Mr. Sandman.
No,
I
hate that.
As an audience member, I hate it. I just want to watch band and get on with it.
Yeah, because also you think, because you don't understand as an audience member, you think they're being really prissy.
Yeah,
you don't understand that the Sandman just hasn't done his job.
Yeah. So if I start playing, I'm going to end playing the same way. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to just crack on through it. So I think it went all right. All my memories are, though, of me struggling to kind of think what I'm playing, because I'm playing notes and I can't hear them, so you get a bit paranoid about it.
I will just add an addendum to this little story, which is when we were in the Chavs, we used to prefer not being able to hear each other.
Yeah, there's that.
It's like you'd find out off the audience afterwards whether you'd been all right or not.
But yeah.
Yes, I can see how it would be very frustrating for your first live gig with the band not to feel that you could relax.
Yeah. So it was all new, and it would be. But as we go on, it'll be fine. But I was assured by the people in the crowd, it was one of the best gigs they've seen us play. So
good.
There you go.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have any real plans, and then when I heard about it, I actually heard on Friday morning that Ian Cognito had died on stage, and there was, I did have a sort of a wry grin. I've got to say, I was at first I was a bit not in shock, but I just thought, oh, that's brilliant, that's a great way to go. And then over the day, because he'd been such a good friend for 25 years, there's people listening to this show now who haven't been alive as long as I was friends with Ian Cognito. That's the thing. So anyway, I thought that I ought to go down and celebrate his life in some way. So what better place to do it, Tony, than the Duke's Arms?
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Where I went down and saw Steve and Lindsay. They'd been to watch a band. I didn't meet up with them till gone midnight. They got back, and then we let's just say we suitably celebrated the man's life,
right?
With booze.
Okay.
Didn't drink Guinness, which was his drink of choice, but did get involved in shots and all sorts. I think we went to bed about five. But obviously by then I've got no idea. All I can say is that Lindsay was asleep at the top of the stairs and me and Steve couldn't move her, so we left her there.
Okay. Right.
You know, these things happen.
Yeah.
Right then, should we play another song?
Sure.
So, right, so this is a Rum Bar re-release of the Pee Wees' first album, and apparently they're going to re-release all of their original album. The Pee Wees are an Italian, or are, well, and are an Italian sort of garage punk band, more sort of punk, I'd say, really. But the re-release of the first album has got some extra tracks on it, and one of the extra tracks is a cover version. I thought I'd play it because it's really rather good, and it fits in quite well with British TV at the moment. There's an advert on British TV at the moment which features the original of this song, and I really like it anyway. So, Tony, what is the Pee Wees website?
ThePeeWees.com.
Oh, ThePeeWees.it. I thought you might have remembered that. Anyway, never mind. Paul the Internet 3, Tony 2, and this is Proud Mary. Listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's a good cover, isn't it? That's all right. All right. Well done, the Pee Wees. And as I say, that's an extra track that presumably wasn't on the original album, but if you get the re-release, you will get it. Now then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
R.I.P. Cards.
Yes. Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play, who are they playing with. It is that simple. All gigs received with thanks. Especially if you're a band who would like to play with the Pockets Babies. You may even increase your chances of being featured on this show.
Who knows?
So, this week, and it's Pagotcha as well, so it's Punky Gig of the Week. Noose are playing at the Pit and Pendulum in Nottingham on Good Friday, which is obviously this Friday.
And who's supporting them, Tony?
Well, they're supported by the Apocalypse Babies.
Fabulous.
Yes. Local gig. Thank God for that. Yeah. No driving to Manchester.
Yeah, you can get a bus down there with your guitar.
Certainly can. Yeah, so it's free entry. Starts at 9. There is an acoustic support act before us. They snuck that one in. But the Pogs Babies and the Noose, it'll be good. And it's the pit, and it's Good Friday, and I'm expecting it to be busy.
Yeah.
Got to be.
Those gigs are well attended.
Yeah.
From what I've seen so far, I've been down to one or two of them because they have some psychobilly on. I saw Long Tall Texas down there.
Of course you did, yeah.
Yeah. They have psychobilly on down there one time, then they have punk the next time, and then they mix it up a bit. I think they've had a goth one down there. Mm. And this looks like it'd be a brilliant one.
And it must be a relatively small space because I know it's quite.
It is.
Weird layout upstairs.
It is a bit weird. It's you go in the door on the side where the seats are.
Hmm.
If that makes sense. The side that when you look out, you can see...
The trams?
No.
Oh, the social side?
No. That's the other side, yeah.
Right.
The other side. Yeah, you can't see the trams. Oh, well, did you mean... If you look up the street, you see the trams. No, it's not the social side, it's the other side. It's the side with the seating outside, not the side that you just walk in.
Okay.
And it's a weird... little bit where you it's actually there's not a big space for you to watch the bands.
No.
So there's a normal sort of pub night going on not far away, but it's really good. It's cool. Really good. Yeah.
Well, we should find out. I'm expecting people to be in my face. That's fine.
They will be in your face.
Yes,
Tony.
They'll be in my face, but at least I've got to hear myself.
Yeah,
they can hear it.
Yeah, one will be in your face.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, so that's it for now.
That's it, yeah.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. Diana. Right then, so I'm going to play a song now that's nothing to do with that.
Okay.
By an artist called Goalhanger. Goalhanger is a London one-man side project of a certain Paul Ricketts that I mentioned on the show the other week. He's a stand-up comic as well. Who went to Oslo with me a couple of weeks ago and was absolutely brilliant. And while there, he played me a couple of the tracks. I went, well, we're going to play that on the show. He went, really? I went, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's done a brilliant version of Wuthering Heights, which we're hoping to get hold of at some point. But for now, this is one of two tracks that he's put on a... Now, what's he got? A Bandcamp page. He didn't have a Bandcamp. I said, you've got to get a Bandcamp page and then you can let people do what they want with the stuff. He went, oh, that's great idea. So, anyway, he has put two tracks on this Bandcamp page. What is Goalhanger's Bandcamp page, Tony?
Goalhanger.bandcamp.com?
Simple as that, isn't it? Mm. Goalhanger's one of those, a bit like alcohol, that you'd have thought someone else would have had it, but no. Yeah. Goalhanger.bandcamp.com makes it Tony 3, Paulie Internet 3, and this is the rather interesting 9/10 of the law.
Tells me.
listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Goalhanger and Nine Tenths of the Law, and we will be playing another track, as I say, by Goalhanger, probably in the next few weeks. So what are you doing this week, Tony?
4-day working week, then a gig.
Well, we'll talk about the gig in just a second.
Okay.
All right. Because I'd like to mention that the day after the gig, which I'm calling Easter Saturday, although it's just the Saturday between Easter things, isn't it, really? But it
just
is
Saturday,
Easter Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm doing my next Nottingham tour, Tony.
Excellent.
Sets off at 2:30 from the post box outside the Bell, and you can buy tickets for it right now, priced £9, plus a 90p booking fee. I just think about that. Via We Got Tickets, you can find out via the website, which is nuttynottingham.co.uk. And I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope that some of you come along. I know one person coming along on it, and I've sold another few tickets as well, but there are some left. So feel free to come along to that, and I'll tell you how it went next week. But before that, on Friday night, I thought, what better way to prepare for that than to go and see this band, Apocalypse Babies, at the Pit and Pendulum, Tony. So I'm coming down.
Excellent.
That's right, and I'm going to be in your face.
You'll be in my face, that's fine.
I won't be in your face, Tony. I'm actually very, very respectful of all bands and give them that room. I'm more likely to get in Asterix's face, to be honest.
Yeah, do it.
And start shouting Local Hero after 3 songs if it hasn't happened.
We played it at the Manchester gig.
Right, good.
Just, it just appeared on the set list, so yeah, just listen.
Yeah, well, hopefully it will be there again on Friday. Otherwise, you know what happens when I don't get my song, Tony. You just ask Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons. They were furious with me for screaming Daddy Longlegs from halfway through their set until the end. And what else have we been who else have we shouted for? There's some other ones we've done, isn't it? We gave it Tony in front of the other band.
Yeah, we did that, yeah. I can't remember. Obviously Kathy at the Wonk Unit gig, I think.
Oh, Kathy, and he did apologise.
Yeah.
He did apologise, say the band haven't practised it, and we sort it out. And from then on, it's been back in the set list, rather annoyingly. Anyway, so that's my plan, really, that I'm going to go and see you on Friday, okay. And then I'm going to do my tour on Saturday. That's about it.
Excellent.
So, well, I thought we'd play 2 songs in a row now. And actually, as of recent weeks, rather unusually, we're going to play 2 punk bands in a row now.
Lovely.
Which we haven't done that often recently. We've got so many different styles of music on this show. So stay tuned for Plastic Tears, Tony, which are what some of the people have been shedding this week in light of Ian Cognito's sad demise. But first up, Apocalypse Babies, Tony, and a track called This Ain't Rock and Roll. Now, do you want to tell me a bit about it?
Yeah, this is the, I think this is the opening track from the latest album, Wrong Side of the Law. We're a band from Alfreton, mostly. I'm more polite to Nottingham/Alfreton, but...
Now, you like this one, don't you? Is this one on the set list?
No. I do like this one. The last 2 albums, the first opening tracks of both of them are great. There's this one, the other one, Fast and Loud. Great, great opening tracks. Look, they're brilliant. They do know how to open and close albums.
Right.
But we don't know it. I have been pushing to learn
it. Okay, all right.
But yeah.
So I won't shout for that then.
No, don't shout for that.
I won't shout for that. All right.
Whoever's on the set list, we know.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah.
All right.
See ya. It's great song. Right.
Well, we're going to play it right now. I mean, and I take it you know the website.
Apocalypsebabies.co.uk.
It is, but it's not the usual spelling of babies. It's apocalypse and then B-A-B-Y-S.
Yes.
Which I'm not happy about, but apparently everyone else is. And it's Tony Four pulling me in the sixth feet, and this ain't rock and roll. Let's do it!
Let's play the band. But time is running out, like the last grains of sand. I could have been a contender, I could have been someone. Yesterday threw up at the top, now I'm signing on. This ain't rock and roll. Tell it back, I'm dope. will. Do you have all souls holding you back, making you fucking ill? Do you have the talent? Do you have that dream? Have you finished your job search on a computer screen? They say rock and roll, have it back on the dome. They say rock and roll, oh no. Come on. They say rock and roll, oh no. They say rock and roll, hell back on the door. They say rock and roll, oh no. They say rock and roll. 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 They say. They say rock and roll.
Busier than a one-legged cat trying to bury shit on a frozen pond.
Yeah.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called Plastic Tears and a track called Dark Passenger. Plastic Tears, Tony, are Helsinki rock punk, I'm calling them. What is Plastic Tears' Bandcamp page?
PlasticTears.bandcamp.com.
It's theplastictears.bandcamp.com, which is a bit weird because it's the only time I've seen the written anywhere, which is why I didn't say they're one or the other. They are Plastic Tears. Anyway, makes it poorly be Internet 4, Tony 4, so it makes it exciting for the last song, I guess. And if we get some more by them, we will play more by them. That's pretty much the extent of what we got right now, that track, which right. is a new one out right now. So, yes, if you did like that, go to theplastictears.bandcamp.com and find out more. Tony, have you got a twat?
No.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Right, so you better tell us about that, and then I imagine there's something else you'd like to talk about.
Yes. So, I need your twats. Email me your twats. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name. Where they from? And a reason. It is that simple. All tracks seed with thanks. Every track responded to. Can't do the feature without you. Can't play the theme tune without doing the feature. So, and we can't say Dirty Knees without playing the theme tune without doing the feature.
You can't say Dirty Knees without the feature.
That's right. So, email me your twats. Thank you very much. In lieu of twat. Now, this is something that you became aware of in this past week. I'm not sure if we must have heard about it before. I'm sure.
I don't think we have.
No?
I found it by accident.
Okay.
Absolutely by accident. But then you know about it now, don't you?
Do now. Well, relatively. Yep. I've got the website in front of me. So, brilliant. The British Podcast Awards seem to be running at the moment. They opened on Monday the 8th of April for voting. And it votes, and you can vote through to mid-May. There is a Listener's Choice Award, and we want you to vote for us, basically. It will cost you nothing, and this might actually help us more than a review. So if you can...
Yeah, it's very quick as well. You can vote very quickly, can't you?
Yeah, it doesn't take but a moment. There is a link on our Facebook page. I mean, it is just britishpodcastawards.com, but they'll also we will pin the link to the top of our Facebook page. If you can follow it, you can see the Listener's Choice Award, and you can search for us. So you'd have to search for the name, search for Punky. It will be on the list. Unfortunately, it isn't at the top of the list because I didn't write this website. If I'd have wrote this website, it'd have been up the top.
Right.
But you have to do Punky exclamation mark, and you'll see it. Or you can just I searched Punky and just scroll down until I found it.
Yeah, I typed Punky Radio and it came straight up, so...
Oh, there you go.
But yeah, but apparently Punky exclamation mark will get you straight to it. And could you possibly put the link on our website as well?
Sure.
Or are you not bothered about that? It'd be nice, I think.
I could give it a go.
It would be really good to just get... I mean, I know we'll never find out how many of you have voted, but if you do vote and then you go to the Facebook page... Quite a few people have already put, I voted, so have I, done it, all that sort of thing. It's nice to know, just so we can gauge how many of you got involved. It'd be nice.
And how do people like us?
Yeah. But it's sponsored by BBC Sounds, which would be a very good thing to get Punky Radio on. It would help the bands out immensely.
Mm. And seeing as we're one of the few or longest running independent podcasts, it would be...
Well, yeah.
Good, we can good shot
blow smoke up our own asses
exactly.
If we want. Yeah, but anyway, it would be a nice thing to. I don't think it will win, but to get noticed on, it would be very good.
Hmm.
So if you do get a minute, and we wouldn't normally ask for this, but if you do get a minute, please do vote for us there. And say go via the Facebook link, or by the time you hear this show, there might be a link on punkyradio.com as well. Am I right?
Yeah, but if not, it's britishpodcastawards.com. Yeah. But
and we are going to mention it every week. Until
certainly until Wednesday the 15th of May, yeah.
Certainly, yeah. Mm. So, all right.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah,
that's it. Well, then, should we play one last song?
Let's do that.
Here's a band that we played one track by them before, I think, but they've got a new EP out called Luciana. The band are called The Yeah You Write, and they are a Pensacola / Nashville duo, Tony. So, in other words, they're kind of south, deep south. I don't know, country, garage, punk duo. Really good EP that's out, and we're going to play a track of it right now. I think they might have come by a rum bar as well, now I think about it. It's for all at the moment, Tony. So
okay.
There is quite a lot riding on this. What is the Yeah You Write Facebook page?
Facebook.com / the Yeah You Write.
Ah, now that is kind of my fault because I left the S off on the title that I sent you. They are called the Yeah You Right.
Oh, okay.
Right, so I think you would have got that right. I'm going to give you the point, Tony.
Okay, thank you.
It's facebook.com/theyeahyourrights. facebook.com/theyeahyourrights. Makes it Tony 5, Paulie B in step 4. Simon Knott, are you listening? This is I Got a Rat. Well, that's about the size of it for this week. Thank you all very much for listening. Tony, maybe you could mention some of the ways you can listen to this show.
Yep, we're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-U-D-U-N-K, radio.com. We're on Radio Andra, that's Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A dot S-E. You can find us on Spotify. One of the easiest ways to listen to us, if you already have the Spotify app, open up Spotify, search your Punky in the podcast section, we'll be at the top, because that's how it works. Finally, if you do have one of those newfangled Alexa devices, you can command it via your mouth if you download the Punky Radio Alexa skill. Thanks to Poco. Search the skill store for Punky, add the skill to your Alexa device, command away.
Command away. Yeah, that basically, if you type us into the internet, you'll find us. If you're hearing this, you found us anyway, so well done. Just before we go, I'm going to do my favourite ever Incognito joke. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Incognito, I used to love it. I used to love him performing it as well, because there was such menace when he did it. He said, Einstein said nothing could travel faster than the speed of light, but Einstein never trod on a rake. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.